That's Randy Newman, of course. Randy Newman from the album called Land of Dreams. That's the song that gives that album its title. The song is called Dixie Flyer, New Orleans, of course, the land of dreamy dreams. From the classic album that Harry Nilsson made in the early 70s called Nilsson Sings Newman. I have to thank a listener, Herb from Glen Cove, who probably isn't listening at this moment, since it is very late, but I will actually break down and write a letter to listener Herb. Actually, a real letter, you know, a handwritten letter as opposed to an email letter or, you know, a fax or anything like that. I'm going to actually write a handwritten VIN letter to Herb from Glen Cove, who sent me the CD of Nilsson Sings Newman. It's a very hard CD to find. It was out for about 10 minutes several years ago, sort of in the beginning of the CD era, and then it disappeared. And I often complain about it on the air and the fact that the only copy of it that I have is an old beat-up record. And Herb from Glen Cove sent it to me, said, Vin, heard on the radio that you couldn't find this CD and it was important to you. After all the bands, artists, and books that you've turned me on to, I felt I owed it to you to dig this one up in one of the dusty back racks of Long Island's many record shops. Hope you enjoy it. Sincerely, Herb from Glen Cove. Isn't that nice? And it was a brand new sealed copy of one of what I think would probably be in my top 15 all-time favorite albums, the album called Nilsson Sings Newman, all Randy Newman songs. And the song we heard is called So Long, Dad. So if anybody out there knows Herb from Glen Cove, tell him my hat is off to him. Thank you very much, and he'll be hearing from me. I finally have a CD copy without all the scratches and glitches and pops and pizza drippings on it of Nilsson Sings Newman. Wonderful record. Well, now, what else did we hear in that set? We heard the Cranberries, of course, with the song called 21. We heard a couple of versions of What Was It You Wanted, the Dylan song, Willie Nelson's version, and Chris Smither has a new album called Up on the Lowdown, Up on the Lowdown, and he does Dylan's What Was It You Wanted as well. Lou Reed's version of This Magic Moment is from the Doc Pomus tribute album, which will be out a week from Tuesday. I kind of jumped the gun when I played it last week. I thought it was going to be out this past Tuesday, and in fact, it won't be out until the 28th. At least that's what I'm told. The tribute to Doc Pomus album features, besides Lou, Aaron Neville, Roseanne Cash, Bob Dylan, Los Lobos, Solomon Burke, and a whole bunch of other wonderful people. It's a real fine album and a tribute to a terrific songwriter and a great man who all of us in the music business miss desperately, the great Doc Pomus. So that album will be out a week from Tuesday. It'll be the 28th of March, okay? Lou Reed doing This Magic Moment. Annie Lennox doing Train in Vain, turning it into a gospel, a rave-up gospel tune. Real wonderful recording from Annie from the new album, from Medusa. Bruce Coburn with Lovers in a Dangerous Time, coming out of that Grant McLennan song called What Went Wrong, which is all about lovers and things going wrong and stuff. Now, before we get off the air, which it is almost time to do because Allison is here, chomping at the bit, as they say, waiting to get on, but being so extremely polite in allowing me to extend my time here and grab as much of the air as I possibly can as I try and do each and every Sunday night, because this is it. This is all we've got. Sunday nights, Idiot's Delight from 8 until whenever. Before we relinquish the controls, however, I do have one more pair of Victoria Williams tickets to give away. As you know, our pal Vic is coming to Town Hall on March 25th. I must say the obligatory tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster Phone Charge, and the Irving Plaza box office. But after I play the following commercials, I have a contest in which you have to guess who a couple of vocalists are on a new recording. And if you can guess who those vocalists are, and you're the random phone caller who gets in first with the correct answer, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Vic March 25th at Town Hall. Okay, right after this.
Imagine coming home, opening the door, and discovering you were robbed. You check upstairs. Your grandmother's locket is gone. If only your home was alarmed. The nightmare's easy to imagine. After all, robberies occur every day. But why worry yourself when you can protect yourself? With a top-quality Sloman's alarm system, it's yours absolutely free when you agree to use Sloman's dependable 24-hour central station monitoring for 5 years. Call Sloman's now at 1-800-213-9191. You see, Sloman's believes every home should be safe. So much so, we're investing our future in your future. Offering you a dependable, state-of-the-art hardwired alarm system professionally installed by Sloman's highly trained technicians. So please, call Sloman's now at 1-800-213-9191. 1-800-213-9191. Sloman's, we're always here to protect you. 1-800-213-9191.
If you've experienced hair loss, you know Men's Hair Now is the best hair recovery place in the tri-state area. But did you know that Men's Hair Now is also known as MHN Hair Studio? That's because MHN is also for women with thinning hair or who want to add volume. If you've been considering between non-surgical hair recovery or transplants, MHN's new patented two-tiered approach combines the best of both techniques. A soft, natural hairline is created, then the thinning area behind is filled in. It's not a weave or a hairpiece, and MHN's the only one who does it. It's real hair, completely natural. So get back the hair you've lost, gradually or all at once. MHN even corrects unsightly transplant work. They've been the industry leader for over 30 years, and the competition's still scrambling just to keep up. MHN has locations throughout the tri-state area, with a new Manhattan office at Madison Avenue on East 53rd Street. Stop in for a free consultation. See their clients for yourself. Call Men's Hair Now, MHN Hair Studio, at 1-800-835-HAIR. See why everybody says they're the best. Call 1-800-835-HAIR today.
How would you like to take your family of four on the vacation of a lifetime? Free airfare, free rooms, free meals, and free tickets to the fun capital of the world. It's the Nobody Beats the Wiz All-Star Vacation to Walt Disney World in Florida. All you need to do is drop into any Nobody Beats the Wiz store and fill out an entry blank, and you could be one of 20 lucky families to score a winning Walt Disney World vacation. You'll fly Delta Airlines, the official airline of Walt Disney World. Spend four incredible nights at Disney's new All-Star Sports Resort. Enjoy all the fun and attractions at the Magic Kingdom, Epcot 95, and Disney MGM Studios, plus much, much more. And speaking of Disney, Nobody Beats the Wiz is proud to present on video the biggest animated film ever, Walt Disney's masterpiece, The Lion King. So hurry into any Nobody Beats the Wiz store, pick up your copy of The Lion King, and enter to win an all-star vacation to Walt Disney World. Nobody Beats the Wiz.
All right, there's a movie coming out. And as is the case with most movies these days, there is a soundtrack album. The soundtrack album to this movie is actually executive coordinated. The executive music coordinator of this album is Courtney Love Cobain. Is this the first time she's done that? Used the dash Cobain in her name? The album is the soundtrack to a film called Tank Girl. Tank Girl evidently being a comic book superhero, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about Tank Girl, but there's all kinds of cool people on the soundtrack, including Björk Gudmundsdottir. She's actually going by her full name, Gudmundsdottir. If you'll recall, in the Altman film, The Player. Was it The Player or Players? The Player. The Ice Queen character in that film was a woman named Gudmundsdottir. And the only person who could pronounce her name properly was Policeman La Lovett. Björk is on this album. An old Devo song called Girl You Want is on this album. Hole is on the album. Portishead. Veruca Salt. Ice-T. Okay? And here's a recording by two people who you are very familiar with, two rock and roll people, a man and a woman, doing a Cole Porter song with the introduction to the song that is normally never sung. So when you first hear this, you won't recognize it as being the song that it is. If you can tell me who these two vocalists are, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Victoria Williams at Town Hall on March 25th. So the song is, as I said, an old Cole Porter song, and it's from a new soundtrack, the soundtrack to the film called Tank Girl. Who are the two vocalists singing this song?
When the little blue bird, who has never said a word, starts to sing.
Well, now, that's Joan Jett and Paul Westerberg. Joan Jett and Paul Westerberg doing Let's Do It. And listener Joe from Clifton, New Jersey, was aware of that fact. And he was quick on the dial, calling into the K-Rock studio, so he wins himself a pair of tickets to see Victoria Williams March 25th at Town Hall, where I'll bet you she sings this song. Song that we will use to wrap up this edition of Idiot's Delight. At the risk of sounding sort of in what passes for politically incorrect in the mid-1990s, I have to say that I wish all of these television cameras were turned on in here, you know, the E-cameras, the Howard Stern E-cameras, And you could all watch Allison Steele tonight on the radio, because Allison Steele looks particularly lovely, exquisite, and glowing this evening. Is that okay? Is that okay if I say that?
Silver tongue devil.
Is that all right if I say that?
Yes, you're a silver tongue devil.
Okay, all right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving another human being a compliment.
I graciously accept.
Okay, thank you.
Graciously.
And she will do a wonderful show. She will show extreme sensitivity, creativity, intelligence, and men's kind of engineering talents. But she's always.
What makes you say that?
She's never claimed to be a great engineer. But aside from all that, the woman looks...
is a
what?
Chauvinist.
Huh?
What ever gave you the idea that I'm not a good engineer?
I listen.
And what constitutes a...
Well, from time to time, there are... Oh, you mean those periods of silence are intended sometimes? Sometimes there are, like... There's like 7, 8, 9 seconds
Allison.
Of... Huh? Come on.
No,
oh, now I screwed it up now, didn't I? I started off to being real good, and now I screwed it up.
No, everyone runs into a situation where a machine runs back
to
one.
I know, the machines screw up.
Yeah.
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 Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't...
I mean, I'm not running a morning rock and roll show.
No, of course
so
not. So it doesn't...
I don't overlap outgo and income.
No,
you know,
it's calm.
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm thinking of.
I blew it.
I was doing real good. I said
it's
beautiful.
Very poor taste of you to mention it because it makes you a chauvinist.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
No, that's not got nothing to do with men or women.
You wouldn't dare say that to Dave Herman if it was true.
He doesn't even engineer his own show.
But you wouldn't dare.
Oh, look at I pissed her off now. Look at this. Look, Allison.
No, you wouldn't dare say it to him. You wouldn't dare. Why? Because he'd punch you in the face.
Are you sure? You think?
Yeah, but you wouldn't even dare, so we'd never know. You would never dare to say that to another man.
He would give Dave a hard time. Wow.
No, he wouldn't. Look at the trouble I got myself into.
It's just something that's the old boy network. A guy could be the worst lame brain in the world and have 4 left feet, and you would never criticize him on the end. Never.
Isn't that interesting? Now, see, I called you intelligent, creative, sensitive, beautiful, glowing, all those things. But then
negated,
I screwed it up. Now, I negated the whole thing.
Totally
I blew the whole
by
thing.
By having to get in the little, shiv in the rib.
But
think about it. Why couldn't you have quit while you were ahead? Why couldn't you just give a compliment and let it go at that? Because it seems out of form for a man to do that.
Hmm.
He couldn't possibly admit that a woman is intelligent, charming, successful, efficient, good at what she does.
All those things.
Without getting in, oh, but my dear, you do have a fatal flaw, you blah, blah, blah. Now, if it wasn't the board, it would be something else.
Wow, you know what?
That's just pure male jealousy.
You know what?
What?
Allison is absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
I think so.
Wow.
But you don't have to agree with me.
I feel tension in the room.
No, it's cool. Allison and I are old friends. We go back a long way, and we're having a legitimate...
If I didn't feel as friendly to Vin, I couldn't say this, especially on the...
I thought I was making a joke, okay? I thought I was saying, but you're absolutely right.
Your subconscious was not making a joke.
No.
Well, your subconscious was saying, hey, she's a woman, she can't be all that good, let me throw this in.
Sometimes we're not, that's why they call it the subconscious, because we're not aware of it.
I'm going to tell Freddie. I know.
Oh, man.
See, now he's upset.
She's upset.
I'm not upset, not in the least.
No. She's dealing with it fine.
Yeah.
No, because you've done it to me many times.
What?
The same thing. You always do it to me. You always, one night when you were going off, you pressed the wrong button.
Right.
And you said, oh, I did an Allison. Well, but I didn't do that. You did it.
Did I press the wrong button?
Yes, you let my first opener go instead of your closer. And then you say, I did an Allison, but I didn't do it. You did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there's something in the male ego here.
Wow.
That,
God, well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
Well, I think I owe you an apology.
Yeah, you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me a doggone thing. I'm not upset, and I expect it from you, but I... He's been doing it for years. But I figured I would take this opportunity...
To strike back?
Well, because the time works out better. Then I can start my show and not have to worry about the legal 3 o'clock.
So you mean you're just doing shtick here?
It worked out real well. So you put your foot in it, but it worked out well. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
See, yeah, she's great. She's very good. Allison is very good.
Boy, that must hurt, doesn't it?
Man. I get, you know who's almost as good as you?
Who?
Is Freddie, my wife.
Oh.
And she will do this to me, and I'll just go,
Freddie is very bright.
Zap, zap, zap,
very
zap.
Bright and very astute. Yes, she is, but that's, hey.
But see, I feel terrible now.
Don't be ridiculous, Ben. You don't, and B, why should you? You do what comes naturally.
But I don't want to think that what comes naturally to me is to be a chauvinist. I don't want to think that.
But
it's
I'm better than most.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, girl. Yeah. Ladies, yeah. Women,
but,
people.
But
oh, boy. This is really, this is too much now.
There's an element of it in every man. And I've been experiencing it for the last 30 years, Ben. You have to know that.
I know that, of course.
I mean, I've had it stuck to me by a lot meaner men than you. That's why it doesn't offend me, because we are such good friends, and I adore you, and it doesn't bother me the way it would from somebody else.
But I definitely hit a sore spot.
No, the point is, you said it, and I responded to it. And as I say, I can't get angry at you, because I'm too fond of you, but it's just something that comes out naturally. If someone else did it, I might get really angry.
This is not really angry, what you're doing now.
No, I'm not angry at all, but I'm saying, coming from someone else,
okay.
I might get really nasty. I never used to. I mean, I've gone through all these years.
You are...
With just swallowing it, but I'm at the point in my life now where I don't have to anymore.
You were one of the pioneering women on the radio.
I was the pioneering woman.
All right, okay. Not one of. You were the pioneering woman.
That's right.
And so you've put up with a lot of crap from a lot of people many, many years.
Have I ever. And putting up but not mentioning it. So that's the tough part. When people used to say to me, does it bother you that you're the only woman? I'd say, no. Well, how did the fellas treat you? And I'd say, oh, they treat me wonderfully, which was a load of...
yeah.
You know, because they never treated me wonderfully. There's always been jealousy. There's always been backbiting. There's been some major backstabs, some very minor ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, you learn to live with it over the years. But... You get to a certain point when you're no longer timid about anything.
And you don't have to take that.
No. And as I say, from you, I'm not taking it because you're a fun person, and I know that you're not malevolent. I know that you're just protecting your own masculinity. You have to say that I'm not good because that makes you better. See, God forbid, Vince Gelsch, you're not being not the best engineer. Okay, you're the best engineer. You never made a mistake.
No, I
make. Dozens of yours.
I make mistakes,
and I would never mention it, because what does it mean? You know, you're not. This is not a test.
Okay.
You got the job, and obviously, what you do is good enough. And it's the same thing is true with me. I mean, what I do is obviously good enough, so that I don't have to be a whiz bang engineer. And I don't say that I'm not. I think my mistakes are minimal, as minimal as anybody else on this or any other station.
Would you accept the fact that when I said it, I meant it as a joke?
No.
No, you won't accept that.
No, because it's not a joke. If it was the first time you ever said it, you might convince me.
I don't even know that I said it before.
You've said it so many times.
Really?
Oh yeah. And always as a shot.
Are you confusing me with another fat bald-headed guy maybe?
No.
No.
Nobody else like you. But you always do it as a shot as you're leaving. See? So I've never answered you before.
See, I'm not aware of this at all.
It's like a pot shot at me as you're saying, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Huh.
So that I never can do anything about it. It just so happens that I'm standing here and you said it. And, you know, I'm not angry, but I figured, okay, there's the mic. Let's put an end to this.
Okay.
Let's not do it anymore.
So I started out trying to do like a really cool thing. And I totally blew it.
Well, hey.
Okay.
Well, no,
okay. Okay.
No, because right, no. Don't look at it as you blew it. Look at it as that you got.
I learned something. Yes, I learned something.
Not to keep your big mouth shut.
Oh my God! On that note, Dorothy, get me out of here. Allison, I love, adore, and respect you. It's been many years, and I hope this doesn't come between us. Are we okay?
Nothing comes between us but our cats.
Okay. Adios, compañeros.
92.3 K-Rock is WXRK New York. Howard Stern all morning. Classic rock and roll all day.
Imagine coming home, opening the door, and discovering you were robbed. You check upstairs. Your grandmother's locket is gone. If only your home was alarmed. The nightmare's easy to imagine. After all, robberies occur every day. But why worry yourself when you can protect yourself? With a top-quality Sloman's alarm system, it's yours absolutely free when you agree to use Sloman's dependable 24-hour central station monitoring for 5 years. Call Sloman's now at 1-800-213-9191. You see, Sloman's believes every home should be safe. So much so, we're investing our future in your future. Offering you a dependable, state-of-the-art hardwired alarm system professionally installed by Sloman's highly trained technicians. So please, call Sloman's now at 1-800-213-9191. 1-800-213-9191. Sloman's, we're always here to protect you. 1-800-213-9191.
The following rules apply to all contests conducted by 92.3 K-Rock. All decisions by 92.3 K-Rock management are final. There are no substitutions or transfers of any prizes. Only one prize per household within a 30-day period will be allowed. Contest winners of prizes valued at $800 or more are ineligible to win another 92.3 K-Rock contest for a period of 1 year. All prizes that are left unclaimed for 30 days after winner has been given proper notification of availability for pickup will become the property of 92.3 K-Rock. 92.3 K-Rock may, in its sole discretion, change or substitute prices of similar or greater value than the specified prices. 92.3 K-Rock is not responsible for prices which may become unavailable because of concert cancellation, inclement weather, or any other circumstances outside of its control. All contests are subject to federal, state, and local taxes and regulations. All taxes on prizes are solely the responsibility of winners. All winners must sign IRS Form 1099 tax declaration, as well as contest publicity liability release forms if the prize is valued at over $500. Employees of 92.3 K-Rock, Sagittarius Broadcasting Corporation, Infinity Broadcasting Corporation, their affiliates, any additional contest sponsors, 92.3 K-Rock and their agencies, advertisers, families, and household members of any of them, and employees of other radio stations are not eligible to win.
No purchase necessary.
All entries remain the property of 92.3 K-Rock. A copy of the 92.3 K-Rock contest rules may be obtained at the 92.3 K-Rock studio or by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to 92.3 K-Rock, 600 Madison Avenue, 4th floor, New York, New York, 10022. These 92.3 K-Rock contest rules are subject to change. Additional rules will be implemented for particular contests where applicable. We're New York's classic rock radio station. 92.3 K-Rock.